Today we have the beautiful readings again of the appearances of Jesus after his resurrection. These are appearances that took place during the first week or two after the Lord had been raised from the dead. Today is Thursday within the octave of Easter. And it says that the disciples of Jesus recounted what had taken place along the way and how they had come to recognize him in the breaking of bread. This is referring to the two disciples that were on the way to Emmaus. And these disciples, as you heard in yesterday's gospel, were walking along. Jesus appeared to them. He unfolded to them the sacred scriptures. In other words, he gave them the liturgy of the word. And then at the breaking of bread, they recognized him, the liturgy of the Eucharist. Again, with the Emmaus is such an amazing event. It really is the whole Mass encapsulated in this one event. The unfolding of the Word of God that we have at Mass, and then the liturgy of the Eucharist. Well, these two disciples rush back to Jerusalem to be with the other apostles. And they were telling them what had happened. And while they were speaking, it says the Lord appeared to them all together, to all the apostles. And the Lord appeared behind locked doors. And because the Lord had a glorified body, he could just walk through and pass through these locked doors. And he stood in their midst, and the first thing he said to them in the Hebrew or the Aramaic was, Shalom, peace, peace be with you. He was forgiving them their sins. Because they had betrayed him, they had denied him, they had run away. He was reconciling them. Wasn't just saying, peace be with you. He was sharing his forgiveness with them. He was forgiving them. He was bestowing upon them a peace that the world cannot give. This divine peace, this shalom. It says they were startled, they were terrified. They thought that they were seeing a ghost. And the Lord says, why are you troubled? Look at my hands and my feet. What did the Lord still have? He still had the glorified wounds in his hands and feet. All the other wounds were healed, like all the scourge marks, but still in heaven, they say Jesus still has the five wounds in his feet, in his side, in his hands. Perhaps we don't know about from the crown of thorns, we don't know. But Jesus still has those wounds of love, which in heaven shine like five diamonds, reminding us of how much he loved us. We know that Jesus still had the wounds because he allowed Thomas the Apostle to put his hands in the nail marks and his hand into Jesus' side. So even after the resurrection, his glorified body kept these five wounds of love to remind us of how much he loves us. So the Lord is now trying to prove that he's truly risen from the dead. He's not a mirage. He's not a ghost. So he does three things. He first shows them his hands and his feet. He shows them these nail marks in his feet and in his hands. And then he allows them to even touch them. He says, touch me and see that a ghost does not have flesh and blood like I have. And then he does one more thing. He proves he's risen from the dead, and he decides to show them he's not a ghost by eating something. And so what he asked for, or they gave him, a piece of baked fish that might help you win Catholic Trivial Pursuit one day. Always remember that. What's the first thing Jesus ate after he rose? Baked fish. There you go. He took it and ate it in front of them. So he does three things. He shows them his hands and feet. He allows them to touch the wounds in his hands and feet to show he's not a mirage. He's not a ghost. He has a risen, resurrected, glorified body that is perfect in every way. He even eats something. Now, up in heaven in the glorified body, you don't have to eat to stay alive, but you can eat if you want to. And Jesus showed them that he's truly risen from the dead. And then the gospel concludes today by Jesus enlightening their minds to the scriptures. It says he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. That's why the apostles were able to write the gospels. John and Matthew, they wrote these gospels. Others would write letters and epistles. They were now enlightened as to everything from the Old Testament that related to him. It says everything written about Jesus in the law of Moses and in the prophets were fulfilled. Over 600 prophecies Jesus fulfilled, that he was born in Bethlehem, raised in Nazareth, crucified between two thieves. All these things were fulfilled in Christ. And then it says, thus it is written that the Christ had to suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. And now you will go out to preach repentance and the forgiveness of sins to all the nations, not just to the Jewish people, but to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. So now the mission would go out to the entire world. Then the Lord ends by saying, you will be my witnesses. The word witness in Greek means martyr. And so they would become martyrs for Christ. They would believe so deeply in the resurrection that they would go out from Jerusalem to all the known world to preach that Jesus Christ was truly risen from the dead. So again, it's a great gospel. Jesus proves in those three ways that he wasn't a vision, he wasn't a mirage, he wasn't a ghost, but he was truly risen from the dead, and he commissioned them to preach the gospel to all nations.